You're now standing on the edge of the Long Water, the northwestern part of the body of water known as the Serpentine, made by damming part of the River Westbourne, which rises in the north of London in Hampstead and flows underneath the city toward the River Thames. Created by Queen Caroline of Ansbach, wife of King George II in 1730, this recreational lake has a surface area of 14 acres and marks the boundary between Hyde Park on the east and Kensington Gardens, where you stand now. Caroline was a spearhead for a total renovation of Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens, and most of what you see here today is down to her. At the time of construction, most artificial lakes were built long and straight, so the Serpentine was considered strange, having purposefully been designed to look natural. Today, the Long Water is a designated bird sanctuary, so you may well see a few of our winged friends around. It's an important place of breeding, and also a popular spot for migratory flocks during the winter months. And it's not just birds. A 2005 survey revealed the existence of over 90 species of moths who live in this area. Now, if you look directly to the opposite bank, you'll notice a marble arch. Not the marble arch. Henry Moore was one of England's most renowned artists and was particularly known for his series depicting Londoners sheltering from the Blitz. He was a master abstract sculptor as well, and this is one of his pieces. The Arch, 1979 to 1980. Moore gifted the statue to the park in 1980, and the piece is made of travertine marble and was restored and placed into the current position in 2021. With your back to the water, walk forward across the grass to the other path. When you get to that path, turn left. Walk until you see the small temple on your right, then play the next clip.